This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Friday, April 26, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Google now plans to spend $2 billion on its data center project in southeast Fort Wayne, the tech giant announced Friday, more than double the amount the company said the development would cost when it first disclosed its involvement in January. The project is expected to create about 200 jobs over the next several years. It was originally announced last October by city officials, but Google wasn't identified as the company behind the development until several months later. Mayor Sharon Tucker.
It is going to be tremendously huge for our community to have them come in. The jobs that it will bring, the opportunity that it brings.
Google broke ground on the data center and operational support complex near East Tillman Road and Adams Center Road. The company said the campus will power its AI innovations and growing Google Cloud business for customers around the world. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation is committing to a 35-year data center sales tax exemption for a minimum $800 million in eligible capital. For each additional $800 million investment made at the site, the company will be eligible for an additional 5 years of tax exemptions, up to a total of 50 years. Officials in St. Joseph County say they are excited about the $11 billion data center campus from Amazon Web Services planned for New Carlisle. The cloud computing company on Thursday announced plans for the campus, which is expected to bring at least 1,000 jobs to the Indiana Enterprise Center. County Commissioner Carl Baxmeyer.
When we use the term transformational, it really is transformational for this county. The community can look at this as a challenge, or it can look at it as an opportunity. And I think that's where a lot of the community is at now.
Officials said the project has been in the works for months and is expected to bring a major economic benefit for the county. Indianapolis-based TechPoint is set to receive $50,000 to explore launching a statewide artificial intelligence innovation network. The money comes from the U.S. Small Business Administration, which this week announced TechPoint's parent organization, the Central Indiana Corporate Partnership, as one of two Indiana-based Stage 1 winners in the SBA's 2024 Growth Accelerator Fund competition. Chelsea Linder, TechPoint's Vice President of Innovation and Entrepreneurship, said her organization now wants to hear from those who might be interested in joining an AI-focused networking group. Later this spring, TechPoint will invite those respondents to community listening sessions to solicit their feedback. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
The longtime athletic director and women's basketball head coach for Vincennes University is set to retire in June, the university announced Thursday. Harry Meeks has served as coach since 1991 and athletic director since 2010. Meeks has amassed a record of 750 wins to 283 losses as a coach of the women's basketball team, which made him the most successful coach in the program's history. Vincennes president Chuck Johnson said in a news release that Meeks' legacy is one of excellence, integrity, and distinction in the classroom and on the court. Indiana Wesleyan University National and Global will offer an online certificate for aspiring elementary teachers, the university announced this month. The Transition to Teaching Competency-Based Elementary Education Graduate Certificate will allow students to earn their Indiana Initial Elementary Educator license along with their choice of a handful of specializations. The Marion-based college said in a news release, students can accelerate their program with past knowledge and skills and by demonstrating competency of the material. The Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority has unveiled 4 projects designed to provide affordable rental housing and support services for youth aging out of the foster care system. The effort was spearheaded by the Indiana General Assembly's approval of $5 million in funding in the 2023 budget session, which is being matched by the IHCDA. The project targets individuals between the ages of 18 and 23 that age out of foster care. The applicants for funding were required to consist of a team that included a not-for-profit housing developer, a qualified supportive service provider, and a property management company. A measure of inflation closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remained uncomfortably high in March, likely reinforcing the Fed's reluctance to cut interest rates anytime soon and underscoring a burden for President Joe Biden's re-election bid. Friday's report from the government showed that prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same as the previous month. It was the third straight month that the index has run at a pace faster than it is consistent with the Fed's 2% inflation target. Prices were up 2.7% in March, up a 2.5% annual rise in February. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sheeran for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.